Growing up in Brazil, Jairo Santos had big dreams of being the next great footballer for his country. When he moved to the U.S. at the age of 15, he fell in love with a different kind of football. And his dreams and aspirations remain just as big.
54 yards, this would be a career high for Santos. The snap, he got it away. That's got the leg. It is good. Jairo Santos from 54 yards.
When I first saw him, I said, this can't be our kicker. I said, you guys got to be kidding me. You know, he hadn't touched the weight. Then after that, I just saw him kick the ball. And it was just one make after another after another. I said, hey, this guy may be pretty good.
When I first got to see him kick, I thought he was a good talent. I've been hanging around Blair Walsh, kicks for the Vikings now. If you shut your eyes, they sounded the same coming off the foot. Even looking at it, the ball carried the same.
Good snap. Kick is away, and it is good. It's got the leg.
We got, about two or three games into this thing, and, you know, we weren't scoring very many points on offense, and, you know, he was just making them, and he was making them, and he was making them.
It's got the leg. Good.
Then I think it was pointed out to me that this guy's making them all.
As Santos remains 3 for 3, as he remains perfect.
I always told him, let's try to go 1 for 1 how many times in a row. See how many times we can do that.
Middle of the field, 44-yarder.
He had full confidence in him. You know, no matter where the ball was, you had a good feeling that it was going through the uprights.
Put it down, good snap. Santos's kick is up, and he remains perfect.
Everything clicked. My kicks were going well. Snap hold was perfect. I was just so confident in a good ball.
Good evening. Presented by the Orange Bowl, the Lou Groza Award was started by the Palm Beach County Sports Commission 21 years ago, and it honors the top place kicker, Jairo Santos, Tulane University.
I remember my family was sitting right next to me and yelled like it was a World Cup goal. I never forget that sound of them right here, you know, especially my dad being there. One of the best moments of my life.
21 for 21, the second.
It was very, very emotional for, you know, all of us because it was a total climax of everything he's worked for. And it was the first time his parents really understood how big football was in this country.
Jairo had proven his toughness time and time again throughout the 7 years he lived in the United States. Learning a new language and mastering a sport he had never played. But early in the fall of 2013, he received news that would test his resilience more than ever before.
Thank you guys for coming out. You know, it's just unfortunate that, you know, we're here and, you know, there's young men here from all over the country. And you got a young man who won a Groza Award and did everything that we could ask him to do. And 2 days ago, he lost his father in a plane crash, Jairo Santos.
Me and my family always talked on Sundays, and so I just thought it was going to be a normal Sunday call. And my mom just told me I had terrible news. So I had a feeling. I just had a feeling that was it. And he said, your dad passed away in an airplane accident.
When he told me, I mean, obviously it was an extreme tragedy. You know, Jairo was very close to his father.
We just want him to heal. And if he's at the game, he's at the game. If he's not.
Lost in the shuffle of a traumatic week was Tulane's high-profile showdown with the Syracuse Orangemen that Saturday. And at 26 straight, Cairo's consecutive field goal streak was becoming a national storyline.
We talked about it before he got on the plane to go to Brazil, that he was determined he was going to come back to play in the game because he knew his father would want him to do that.
I would have had a terrible time in Brazil just knowing that I'm missing the game. You know, I never missed a game at Tulane. This makes me happy, you know, kicking footballs and playing a sport that I love so much. And I knew that's what my dad would have liked me to do. I remember, you know, throwing up before the game and you know, throwing up before even going out to kick, you know, just that terrible feeling that, you know, you're thinking about it.
I knew his head wasn't totally there and that he was trying to get through it and trying to play the game. But it was difficult to watch because you were afraid what was going to happen and what ultimately did.
26, this one's blocked. First miss since the end of 11. The Orange have been phenomenal on
two things happened. I thought it was a bad snap and we kind of let a guy go. It was unfortunate because he would have made the kick, I thought, pretty easy.
You know, it was very disappointing to see the streak end. He did everything he could possibly do. It was his time finally.
It was tough battling with thinking about my family, you know, doing the games, trying to focus on kicks. And I needed to be so strong about it and keep that dream alive that I wanted to be in the NFL. That's really what kept me going every day.
Cairo just, he lets everything come to him. He's just next step, next day, next kick, you know, mentality. That one for one, it's the only times we can do it. He was just able to respond and keep going with the flow.
We're going to watch these 14 seconds just tick down and get your guy, Cairo Santos, out there to win the game.
And they want nobody else but him with the game on the line. It is a 27-yard attempt. He is 17 of 18 from 30 yards or less on the season. This is for the win. And he can't help but feel good for Cairo Santos as he wins the game for Tulane.
East Carolina was a game that went into overtime. We'd gotten a turnover, and, you know, traditionally you're going to drive the ball down as close as you can get, and then if you score, you score, and if not, you kick a field goal. We just said, you know what, Cairo's automatic, let's just kick the field goal and go home.
We're going to try to win the second straight game. Snap is good, ball is down, it is away, and it is
kept plugging away, and this kicker is sensational. Best kicker in the country.
Do it for my teammates and my family. I pointed to this guy and I said it's for him.